Good morning, and good morning, and welcome to our Easter Sunday service. But first and foremost, before we begin our service, for all of you who are our Zoom viewers today, a couple reminders. Make sure you have the speaker view marked, clicked in the upper right hand of your screen, not the gallery view. And also, make sure the volume of your speakers is turned up so you can hear the service. So, everyone ready? Okay, so again, welcome to our Easter Sunday service. With joy, with tremendous joy, we will celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. This is our fourth week of doing our podcast and our very first Zooming experience. And please join me from the comfort of your couch or your dining room table with a cup of coffee as we join with Christians all around the world proclaiming that Christ is risen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. As you look around our very beautiful sanctuary, hopefully you can see that the four of us are practicing social distancing. All the surfaces that we touch are being wiped down, and we will continue to do so during the service. We are all using our own notebooks. And so we begin our worship with confession and absolution. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are known and all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors or families or friends as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us. Renew us, and lead us. Free us from the urge to speak with haste, offending those we fail to fully understand. Let our words always honor your wondrous love, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for each one of us. And for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to each one of you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Let us pray. God of mercy, we no longer look for Jesus among the dead, for he is alive and has become the Lord of life. Increase in our minds and our hearts the risen life we share with Christ, and help us to grow as your people toward the fullness of eternal life with you, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. So now, I'm going to try to do a children's message. It's a little bit different. I don't have you kids sitting right here besides me, but we're going to do it anyways. So, Nate and Kate, I know you're up and listening, and Jillian and Elizabeth and Christopher and Olivia and Alessandra, Rachel, David, Annie, any of you that I missed, welcome. I'm so glad that you're here and that you can celebrate the joy of resurrection, our Easter Sunday, with me here at church. So it's a little bit different. And I kind of think I'm envying you kids, because you're getting to sit home at the couch, probably have your Easter baskets right next to you, eating your chocolate already and getting on a sugar high. Are any of you still in your jammies? Well, I envy you. So I was really very nervous before we began this morning. And to tell you the honest truth, I was also scared. I've never done this before. We're basically on TV, just like Sesame Street. So it's brand new, brand new for me. But guess what? Now I'm finding it to be kind of fun. And I think we'll have a good time doing this morning. Last time you were in church, all the pyramids were purple for Lent, and now look at them. They're beautiful, they're white, and they're gold. They're for Easter, the colors for Easter. Deacon Bill is here, Cantor Dave is here, Kristen, who's going to sing for us. So much is the same that you're accustomed to every Sunday when you come to church. But some things are sure different. So sometimes we're afraid. I just said to you that I was afraid, kind of nervous and scared this morning before we started doing the service. I really was. And the women that we're going to hear in the gospel, the Marys, they went to the tomb and they were really scared because their best friend Jesus had died. And they didn't know what they were going to find when they got to the tomb. So they were really surprised and they were happy because they found Jesus was alive. And the angel said to them, go into Galilee, go home, go to your hometown, and that's where you'll find Jesus. So what do we do when we're afraid right now? Well, I'll show you what. So I've got my mask, and you don't have to be afraid of my mask because it's just ladybugs. So I can do this, I really can. So when we go out, you'll see everybody wearing masks, and that can be a little scary at times. The other thing that we have to do is wash our hands all the time, don't we? That's to keep all the germs off. So I'm not going to wash my hands in the baptismal font because I don't have any soap, or I could. But I have an idea for you how, when you're washing your hands, how you can remember how much Jesus loves you. You know the song, Jesus Loves Me? This I know, for the Bible tells me so. So if you get your hands in the water and you start washing your hands, and you can sing that song, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And that'll help take away your fear. So I can't wait till we're back in church again. And when your hands are in the water, and every time you feel that water, you can remember that you are baptized, that you are a child of God, that you are a beloved child of God, and that Jesus loves you. Amen. And now Deacon Bill will read our lessons.
Our first reading is from Jeremiah, chapter 31, verses 1 through 6. At that time, says the Lord, I will be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus says the Lord, the people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness when Israel sought for rest. The Lord appeared to him from far away. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. Again, I will build you, and you shall be built. O virgin Israel, again you shall take your tambourines and go forth in the dance of the merrymakers. Again, you shall plant vineyards on the mountains of Samaria, and the planters shall plant and shall enjoy the fruit. For there shall be a day when sentinels will call in the hill country of Ephraim, come, let us go up to Zion to the Lord our God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Give thanks to the Lord, for the Lord is good. God's mercy endures forever. Let Israel now declare, God's mercy endures forever.
The Lord is my strength and my song, and has become my salvation. Shouts of rejoicing and salvation echo in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord acts valiantly.
The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord acts valiantly. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
The Lord indeed punished me sorely, but did not hand me over to death. Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter them and give thanks to the Lord.
This is the gate of the Lord. Here the righteous may enter.
I give thanks to you, for you have answered me, and you have become my salvation.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
By the Lord has this been done. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
And our second lesson is from Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. If you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel, according to Matthew, the 28th chapter, verses 1 to 10. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who is crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. And then go quickly and tell his disciples he has been raised from the dead. And indeed, he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him." and this is my message for you. So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." The Gospel of the Lord. So grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Christ is truly risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. So I'm going to start at the last chapter of the story today, and then I'm going to work backwards. Kind of like reading the last chapter of a book and then going back to the first chapter, which I will admit I am guilty of doing. I always want to see if everything is going to turn out okay. Otherwise, I won't read the book. I think that is at the heart of where all of us are right now in the midst of this crisis that we're facing. We have somewhat, and I use the word somewhat, I don't know, a little bit leery, adjusted to the immediate changes and restrictions required by this global pandemic. But we are living in the uncertainty of having no idea when life will return to normal and wondering what normal may even look like or feel like. Will everything turn out okay? Will my family be intact? Will my relationships still be there at the end of this? Will I survive financially? I hear stress and fatigue in so many of your voices when I speak with you. Not being able to visit your loved ones in care facilities or the hospital. Does it feel like sometimes you're at a breaking point? I've sure been there off and on the last few weeks. And today feels like that last chapter of the book. And right now it doesn't seem to have a very good or happy ending, or any ending for that matter. But there is a surprise for us. Another chapter. Kind of like an encore at a concert. For Easter Sunday dawns bright and early, and with it a whole new chapter has been written for us. So yes, our churches are empty, really empty this morning, and that is the right thing because it is showing love for our neighbors by socially distancing ourselves. There's no choir. There's no bell choir. There's no brass. There's no coffee brewing in the narthex, or children in their new Easter clothes, or lots and lots of flowers, although we do have some flowers. They make me sneeze anyways. And there are no wiggly children, and that's my favorite thing about Easter Sunday. But the good news is that the tomb is empty. Jesus is victorious over death. Death has been overcome, and Jesus has gone ahead of us into our own particular Galilees of life with words of hope and comfort. Do not be afraid. God is with us today. Today is the day that God makes clear that death does not have the last word. This Easter Sunday, we are reminded again and again that we need not be afraid. Jesus keeps his promises. He has already gone ahead of us, meeting us on our pathways of life. It's the day we rejoice in life, even when there are reminders of death all around us. We worship a God who surprises us by showing up to meet you and me right smack dab in the middle of our vulnerability, our pain, our fears, and our sufferings. God does not ever abandon us. But now, I do have to go back to chapter 1 for a few moments at least. For this Easter is not really that different from the first Easter so many years ago. And that happens to be true in both of the Gospels that are appointed for today, whether the Matthew text, which I just read, or the reading from the Gospel of John, which is the other option for this morning. In both, there are no crowds gathered to celebrate Jesus' resurrection. He was a conquering hero, remember, on Palm Sunday? But by Friday, he was condemned as a criminal and later jeered on his lonely march to the cross. On Easter Sunday, there is a very small gathering. In Matthew, two women. In John, two women and two men, just like in our sanctuary today. These incredibly small groups, well under the prescribed limits we have in place today in New Jersey, were the first witnesses of the resurrection. They were the very first ones invited to worship the one who embraced death in order to defeat it. The disciples lived in isolation and fear, cloistered in a home where they locked the doors out of fear for their safety. The dreams of Jesus' disciples had been crushed in his crucifixion. And out of their fear for their own lives, they fled. And in many cases, distanced themselves from one another. They were cut off from the community that had given them life. Does that sound familiar? Their friendships were strained. Does that sound familiar? And their hope had died. And in the midst of this lack of vision for the future and this very deep isolation, God changes the narrative as Jesus rises from the dead, changed. And this is where Easter gets its power, my dear brothers and sisters, not in fancy clothes or beautiful flower arrangements or in magnificent music, although those things are so important to us, and I truly miss them. It is hope that in the midst of uncertainty, fear, and death, that our God is not finished. In the midst of our uncertainty, in the midst of our fears and death, God is not finished. It is on the backdrop of uncertainty that God's hope shines the brightest. Jesus is out ahead of us, calling us to life. Jesus knows and loves us and calls us by name. These are not insignificant things. God's favorite thing to do is to show up where we least expect God to be and to surprise those who have given up on God and so can no longer imagine what redemption and blessing and grace feel like. Now, the story is not finished, unlike novels that we read where the words "the end" appear. For us, for you and me, the story begins anew and fresh every morning. Now, if I was asked to write a continuation to the story, and nobody's asked me to do that, but I might do it anyways, this is what I might say. When this is all over, may you and I be able to say that love spread much more quickly than any microorganism, any virus could possibly spread. May you and I say in our story that this was not just an ending, but also a place to begin again. And I would hope that we could say that the world saw hope when it looked at God's people, and that the world sees the church not just as a building or a steeple, but people sharing God's love in many ways, including social distancing and no hugging, which is the toughest one for me. And may the world find faith and hope in Jesus' death and resurrection. And may the world, And that is you, my dear brothers and sisters, here at St. Matthew, and wherever you have tuned us in from, may you all find joy and hope in these difficult times. Amen. Uplifted by the promised hope of healing and resurrection, we join the people of God in all times and places in praying for the church, the world, and all who are in need. We pray for those convalescing, homebound, and all affected by this current social quarantine and isolation, for our first responders, our military members and their families, doctors, nurses, medical technicians, putting themselves in the forefront battling this dreadful virus. And for those we now name silently in our hearts or out loud on our lips. Bring healing and relief to all, and give us hope in the promise of new and eternal life where pain and suffering will be no more.
Our response today is, hear our prayer. God of resurrection, from the very beginning you give the church the gift of women as your witnesses, as preachers, teachers, and leaders. Open our ears to their proclamation this day and always. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
All your creation praises you amid these very innovative and different worship services today. The earth hums, the seas pulse, the stars shine, and the galaxies whirl in glorious harmonies to honor you. Let us hear and blend our voices in that song. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
The countries of the world experience disunity and conflict, and now the COVID-19 pandemic. We set our minds on fear and greed rather than on your rule of justice and steadfast love. Enable us to assist our neighbor as best we can. Build up all countries on your cornerstone of peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We weep with those who weep and mourn with those who mourn. Cradle the fearful, the suffering, and the dying, assuring them that your loving presence is steadfast and true. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless worship leaders around the world this Easter Sunday as they creatively combine skills to present worship this day. In days of social isolation, musicians, worship assistants, preachers, readers, and all others who provide welcome and hospitality in our midst. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Risen Lord, you went ahead of us into the grave and defeated the powers of evil. We remember those who have died. Inspire us to live our lives in this resurrection hope and draw us to you in our final days. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. And now with bold confidence in your love, Almighty God, we place all for whom we pray into your eternal care through Christ our Lord. Amen. And now we pray the Lord's Prayer together as Jesus taught us using the more familiar words. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the one who brought forth Jesus from the dead raise you to new life, fill you with hope, and turn your mourning into dancing. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen.
Christ is risen. Hallelujah. Go in peace. Stay safe.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.